As the sun went down Tuesday, Nicolas Petit staked his claim as the first musher to the Yukon River. He receives $3,500 in ones and a five-course meal prepared by the chefs at the Lakefront Hotel. But first, he needed to find a guest. Martin Boozer, the musher who arrived 36 minutes after him, was not up for it.
Yukon River dinner? Yeah. Might, yeah.
Oh, you're welcome to join me. Otherwise, I gotta find someone else.
No, find somebody else. I gotta go sleep.
Okay. I don't like all those.
Tanana Mayor Donald Folger presented Petit with gifts from the community and ultimately found him a date.
No. You guys arm wrestle for it, huh?
Take the other elder, Blanche. Blanche, would you eat with him for me?
Yeah.
Yes! Thank you! Yay, Blanche!
Tanana resident Blanche Edwin joined Petit for the gourmet meal as cameras clicked. Andrew Adelsberger, the food and beverage director at the Lakefront Hotel, described the salad course.
Our sun-dried cranberry, pear, and gorgonzola salad on fresh springs, and it's topped with a raspberry lime dressing that Bobby made in-house.
Petit's team, however, ate a less leafy meal in the dog yard at 25 below.
Chicken fat and chicken skins and beef tripe and kibble.
Yep.
No ribeye steaks. I've done that before and that backfired.
While Petit celebrated, several teams pulled into Tanana. Jason Mackey arrived fourth, right behind Mitch Seavey.
I had no idea there was only three teams here in front of me. I had no clue. I don't know where everybody's at. Well, I did see a bunch of teams parked, but...
Dozens of teams Tuesday afternoon pulled off to the side of the trail and rested in the midday sun before reaching Tanana. While the forecast is calling for mellower temperatures, Iditarod Chief Veterinarian Stuart Nelson and his volunteers are paying close attention to the athlete's body condition over the course of another frigid Alaska night.
Very few drop dogs, so you know that's not been an issue at this point in time. It's been very, very low numbers. You know, overall the dogs are healthy, been really good that way. It's just with these cold temps, we want to really monitor the hydration and body weights real closely. But they're pretty perky and peppy.
Upon reaching the Yukon, mushers' mandatory rest strategies are on the horizon. Teams can now take their 8-hour rest at checkpoints between here and Kalteg, in addition to their 24-hour layover. Mackey wants to get hundreds of more miles behind him before taking the big rest.
I'm set up for my 24 starting in Galena, in Huslia, Koyukuk, and Nulato. If I could get all the way to Nulato, that would be the best, I think. The further you can go for the 24, the better off. There is a slew of teams here that are thinking the same way, and I mean, I can hear them pulling in now, man, they're screaming.
Before many teams take their 8-hour break, they'll head west on the Yukon River to Ruby in the longest stretch between checkpoints at close to 120 miles. Petit's plan is to have options with the gear and supplies that he packs.
I plan on loading up my sled with anything I might need. You see, I still have straw. I still had a bunch of food. I don't make a plan because I don't know what the trail's going to do. I don't know what the weather's going to do. And I don't know what my dogs are going to do. I just leave equipped for anything.
For Wade Mars, the fifth musher into the checkpoint, the next couple runs to Ruby will determine how quickly he needs to bank the big rest.
If the dog team does really good going across here, then we'll just take an 8 and keep on going. If they don't do very good, then we'll take a 24 when we get to the other end of this run and then go from there. So,
25 minutes behind Mars was Bethel musher Pete Kaiser.
I'd prefer to take my 24 first, so we'll see how it goes, though. It kind of all just depends on what the dogs need at any given time, so it's nice to have the option of either of them from now on, but I don't think we'll need to take either of them here.
Mushers will drive their teams west early Wednesday with both options at hand and hard choices to make. For KNOM News, I'm Ben Matheson in Tanana.